yeah, this is giving a lot of us a heyday, although, I can't wake people up fast enough, true. I mean, I consider what's going on, it's a comedy of errors in a sense, but the fact that they have the police state powers to enforce this perfidy is just, that's what gets me. And that's why I'm going down to the Capitol, because it's way too much.
Well, I've been meeting with a lot of patriot groups. Not only are they concerned about the faux plandemic, because they understand it, but this whole Antifa rioting stuff is not accidental to go on the heels of this. I published a great research paper showing, that Barack Hussein Obama, after just before he left office, created and has, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars and a 501c4 organization that's militant. He's been training these Black Lives Matter militants in conjunction. It's not just George Soros, it's Barack Obama, okay? And Maxine Waters, I mean, this woman is already brainless, right? And I don't care what her skin color is. She is absolutely, I mean, just must have an IQ of a flea. But she actually let the cat out of the bag in an interview, saying, yeah, this is his most effective work, meaning Barack Obama. He has actually done better in his third term than he could ever be more effective doing what he's doing than ever being in the White House. And she crowed about the database and the hackers that are working with Black Lives Matter. To create instability, to create basically disruption of the police powers, and even the National Guard being intimidated with
Co-opted.
this. Now, okay,
Yeah.
so here's what's happening. Okay, this is not good news, but it's the reality. Can you handle the truth? I hope so. Or when you talk to these patriot groups now. It's okay for Barack Hussein Obama to control 30,000 militants and train them and arm them with literally automatic weaponry. But if a conservative patriot group wants to do a militia, they're immediately, surrounded by ATF agents, or they're nefarious. They bring all this to bear, and the conservative wing can't do it, but the liberals can, and not only can do it, but militantly riot. These aren't protests; these are planned riots. Caseloads of bricks are brought in and pre-assigned at different locations to create riot. You don't fire up police cars and overturn them, and other things. And it's not just, okay, you made your point. One riot, don't keep doing it, but they still keep on doing it.
Well,
So,
they have AutoZone. AutoZone is the, I forget the brick manufacturer, but AutoZone is using their trucks because that's a company that was owned by George Soros. And apparently his sons, I've heard George Soros is dead. His sons are carrying on his work. But yeah, those big pallets of bricks, we're all scouting our cities on the outskirts. Everyone, as soon as we saw that posted, we're like, we were on the prowl, everything to save our communities up here,
yep. Here's the link. Okay, and this is really important to get out, and we can follow up with other shows if you want. Going back to Governor Leavitt, and he's the one that established these epidemiologists funding and offices in every state. Okay, so they hire these epidemiologist doctors, and they're good people. I'm not saying they're evil people. But they're paid handsomely to sit there and just wait for the pandemic. And when the pandemic happens, man, they are in their height of their glory because now they have control. Okay. In Utah, Dr. Angela Dunn is our epidemiologist. She hates me because, trust me, I've said letter after letter to her. I said, I am holding you personally and severally liable because there will be a lawsuit eventually. Okay. And because you have not done your job in following through on Koch's postulates. You have not verified and isolated a pathogen. Since when do you diagnose a virus by a nose swab versus a blood test? If you got virus symptoms, you're going to take a blood test and see if you got AIDS or HIV, right? or Zika mm-hmm. virus or West Nile virus. The viruses are detected because they are analyzed through the blood. Mm-hmm. If you're not taking people's blood, you can't say they have a coronavirus, a new coronavirus. You can say a coronavirus, which is one of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're not. You're absolutely creating a false pandemic. Now she understands this.
Right.
So Michael Levitt is actively taking credit for all the hundreds of thousands of lives you've saved with this network. Now here's what he said. Keep in mind, Mike Levitt is the poster child for mass vaccinations. Mm-hmm. His wife, when she was First Lady of Utah, was on. It was sickening. Every possible ad you can think of about making sure everybody's vaccinated. Vaccine. It was a vaccine First Lady. Mike okay. Levitt had a soundbite, and this is echoed so clearly in Utah politics. He's saying, we're all in this together. We have to unite for herd immunity. That's the only way we're going to get back to normal in this country, okay? I'm counseling and advising President Trump on his fast track, Operation Warp Speed. We will be having 350 million vaccine doses available right after Labor Day. Now, there will be no time for this nonsense of the vaccine protests. There is no time for this. We don't have it. And he said almost the same thing as Obama said. We don't have mm-hmm. time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society, meaning all anti-vaxxers are crazy nutcases. That's mm-hmm. the general media oppression. You're a conspiracy nut if you think vaccines are harmful, right? So right. he actually made this point, and it made my blood run cold. He said, "I want to see legislation. There will be no question on vaccinations. Either you get it, or you will be labeled a domestic terrorist."
Wow.
Now, what does that mean? Well, if you read a domestic terrorist by designation, either by presidential order or by House bill or whatever legislation passed, designated a domestic terrorist, you do not have any habeas corpus. You don't have any rights anymore. You can be arrested and detained and held in concentration camps for perpetuity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It falls under FDR's executive order when he basically after Pearl Harbor ordered all Japanese Americans to be considered enemies of the state and brought into internment camps.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest internment camp is right here in Utah. It's called Topaz. Topaz mm-hmm. internment camp has under Obama's administration. The state of Utah and the feds basically have come in and strung all new barbed wire, rebuild the guard towers, rebuild new barracks, all of this. And this was 5 years ago. And I'm reporting on this on my radio show. Ingress. I actually went and took pictures.
Right.
What's going on with Topaz? Why are they rebuilding and lengthening out and making it even bigger than it was under FDR in World War II time? Who are they going to put into that?
Right.
Well, I say it's the anti-vaxxers. Okay.
Right.
And so I tell this to people, and they look at me and says, oh, that's ridiculous. Nobody is going to force me to get a vaccine. Well, quit watching TV, guys, and look at the history. Are you aware, you're aware of Jacobson versus U.S., right? In 1898, when the federal government mandated smallpox vaccination, the guy named Jacobson filed suit it violates his constitutional right. So
right.
Jacobson's case went into the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the government, stating that mandatory vaccinations are totally constitutional if and only if it is subservient to the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. In other words, the federal government has the right to regulate and promote interstate commerce. If an event happens that threatens interstate and state commerce, the economy, then they ruled that your First Amendment rights on all of your Bill of Rights are subservient to the Commerce Clause. It makes it constitutional. Mm-hmm. It's already there. And so when Trump signs the executive order making the mandatory vaccinations, and he also listens to people like Michael Levitt and all the epidemiologist centers, like Governor Newsom down in California, mm-hmm. he made the statement that says, we will not open up California until the vaccine is ready. Okay, and if you don't get the vaccine, we're not going to take it kindly. We're all in this together, people, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is the same rhetoric, Ingra.
And this is a propaganda technique. We're all in this together. You know, this is all the new normal. These are our new buzzwords. And just so you know, it's Jacobson versus Massachusetts. It was 1905, and there are many, many arguments against it that are solid and scientifically sound. There, as you know, there's been so many Supreme Court rulings that are literally unconstitutional, and this is one of them.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a whole section on our website. I can post that in the chat room. We do have a chat room I forgot to mention. It's Immunize Wisely with a Z at chatandgo.com. So, you know, if you even, if you had some links that you wanted to post into, you know, Skype, I could transfer it. I'm just saying, or, you know.
Okay.
We do have that chat room. Because we have active people in the chat room, and I know they're going to want to follow you because you are certainly on the cutting edge of research and experiences, you know, because that's, you know, that the whole thing that's going on the Indian Reservation, I did want to mention that. You know, everyone that was allegedly testing positive, even though there's 80% false positives and there's over 120 different tests out there, and even though most of these tests have never gone through any kind of check with the FDA, it was, you know, there was just like, get these tests out of here. You know, we need to test, and there's money in it, you know. It's all PCR tests. It's not, you know, this is RNA, and it does not have to do with anything in terms of detecting anything specific with an alleged coronavirus. I mean, you could have had the flu or a cold a month before and test positive or not, you know. So there's a lot of factors in even testing positive. What's frightening to me is the chain of events after testing. So even though there's 80% false positives, you can immediately be isolated for 11 days, and they can, you know, go through all your contacts, because now an app is immediately downloaded into your phone. If you have a smartphone, it's already there. You can't reject it. And they can go ahead and find out anyone you've been in contact with. And those people are quarantined for 14 days to help the alleged spread. So this wonky science has turned everything into the most intense police state I've ever witnessed if it comes to fruition.
And it's not going to get any better. It's going to get nothing but worse when the vaccine comes out, because now it's, again, let me be very specific on what the smart vaccine is designed to do with these nanobot technology. Okay, these nanobots will respond to infrared scanners. So let's say that you've got the vaccine, mm-hmm. you can have it in the blood, because your blood will be scanned in your forehead or your hand, right? Mm-hmm. And it will tell the exact date and time of your vaccination, how and if you've had any boosters. Mm-hmm. Now, there is there's a very popular food store chain, okay, that has installed mm-hmm. the infrared scanners. They did this years ago, okay? Kroger Foods is the name of the chain. They mm-hmm. basically advertise that they do the infrared so they can tell exactly how many people are in the store at any one time, so they'll never have to wait in line, okay, for mm-hmm. a checker. They'll always call a new checker based on how many people are shopping. Well, the it's an easy addition to put in. Okay, they'll know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't, and they're looking to follow the lead that only vaccinated people are allowed in the stores to buy and shop. Now, it doesn't make any, you know, if they're doing it and other chains by government edict will follow. I mean, if you don't have this vaccine, you won't be able to shop. Well, you won't be able to shop anyway if you're taking away the Topaz. Okay. I mean, yeah. But what about the infrared scanners in major sports stadiums? Okay, look, Ingrid, we are a sports crazy nation. For better or for worse, people live over their sports teams, whether it's NFL, whether it's Major League Soccer, whether it's basketball, okay? And look, you know, when Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive, and then Donovan Mitchell was tested, he tested positive. Oh, goodness. Adam Silver, the commissioner, comes up and cancels the season or postpones it, right? And then March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament. I mean, they're talking billions of dollars of revenue gone. And just by a sign of a pen, you know, without any critical thinking, it's like, okay, Gobert tested positive for what? A coronavirus that is a common flu? You know why Donovan Mitchell tested positive but was asymptomatic? He had the darn flu in January, and the testing will show up to six months, because your body still has those markers that they generate the viruses. Again, the viruses are created inside the body unless they're injected, as in the case of AIDS or Hep C or others, and we've already discussed that. So I'm sitting here, oh my gosh, and suddenly people began to take this seriously at this point. Before that, oh well, it's another little flu. Whoopty whoopty doo. We've seen it with the swine flu in 1976. We've seen it with the bird flu hype. I'm not going to worry about it. If I do get it, it's not a big deal. That's what Fauci was saying at the beginning, wasn't it? It's a seasonal flu. It's not going to be nothing to be afraid about. But now it's something that's going to kill you. It's mutating. It's wave after wave. It's going to be deadly. Well, guess what? It's not, you know, the numbers are so inflated. It's just, it's mind-boggling. It is. Only in America, the United States is leading the way because we're the ones inflating all this. Hey, you know
that's what happened exactly in Germany? Right. We have the most death rates, but notice they happen to be all in states where there's Democratic governors, and New York, I mean, that's been under fire for a long time. These nurses that are brought to New York because it's ground zero, so out-of-state nurses are in shock that they are blatantly murdering these people that are coming in to the hospital that are COVID negative. They definitely aren't sick. They're more anxiety-ridden, and they're putting them on an intubator and giving them seven different types of sedatives and just killing them.
Yeah, I mean, go back to the 2012 Summer Olympics, the opening ceremonies. You remember that opening?
Or was it the closing ceremony? Yeah, we talked about that on the show. Yeah.
I mean, come on. They have this hospital with dancing nurses, and all of this, and these people are dying in droves. Why would you put that in opening ceremonies?
They did it in New York. They were mimicking that in New York. The nurses were dancing in the New York hospital. I mean, real, like, 2020 time. Wow.
Exactly.
Cuckoo. Programming. Anyhow, stay tuned. You're listening to my esteemed guest, Dr. A. Truott.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wisely with my guest Truot. I do want to mention that we usually take callers at the bottom of the hour, but we're going to take callers just a little bit later. If you have a burning question, if you can hold off to, you know, right, you know, 15 minutes before the close of the show, that'd be great, because we had such a late start and it's clear that I'm going to have them on again. So thank you, True. So go ahead. We talked about a couple things that you want to share.
Yeah. You know, people need to really get a handle that this is as serious a challenge that America has ever faced. It is that important to understand it. Now, you know about DARPA, right? Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's specifically DARPA that President Eisenhower, in his last televised, event, looked in the cameras and said, beware the military-industrialist complex and their unwarranted abuse of power. And, of course, John F. Kennedy, taking over from Eisenhower, followed up on that very well. Well, nobody really has since then, have they? DARPA has there's a reporting arm, kind of like Jane's Weekly, but it's called Deagle, DEAGEL, Incorporated. They are basically the military-industrialist review that gives out 10-year projections, and they're remarkably accurate. For instance, after Eisenhower, Deagle was reporting on the baby boom, you know, the returning GIs, the increased housing. All of this was reported in detail, and of course, internationally as well. This is like an international prognostication that's amazingly accurate if you follow this for the last two or three decades, especially.
Mm-hmm.
What stunned me was in 2016, Deagle's 2025 projections said that the U.S. population would drop to about 104 million people, down from 330 million.
Right.
Well, they have revamped that just last year. It's down to 54 million. Now, if you go in and find, you know, why they're saying that, they're listing three things. This is, again, they did this in 2016, Ingra. They said there will be an infection rate that spikes. There will be armed insurrection. There'll basically be like a civil war in America. But this is not put on their website. This is the inside think tank, through DARPA. All right?
Right.
54 million people by 2025. Now, this is amazingly similar to what came out of the World Economic Forum into 2020. Get this. The official stats came out. They've projected the U.S. being the number one abuser of the carbon credits in the New Green Deal. They said America should lose 80% of their population, puts it right at 54 million. The same thing Deagle in International projected. Well, how are they going to do that? Okay, mm-hmm. You see the screenplay unfolding? You know, there is no novel virus because, you see, they have to inject it to have mass death. They have to inject it in your body,
right,
just like they did in 1918. And the people that are sick and dying of this are the ones that have had the trivalent influenza vaccine, namely your nursing homes, the people at high risk with underlying health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC says, don't just get the Walgreens, you know, Walmart seasonal flu vaccine. That's not good enough. You need a much more broad spectrum trivalent, or if you're really, really sick, get the quad, the four strain, which includes pneumococcus injections. Now, well, this has been something that's been going on for years and years, the quadrivalent, the trivalent vaccine. But what's different now is the mix of the 5G going into changing whatever viral toxins are being injected into these old folks. That's why people are dying. Okay.
Right. I mean, this is the products of disease. You know, and when people get sick, you know, they're eliminating all kinds of garbage from their body, pus and stuff. And how they make – I don't know if people know about the centrifuge machine. I think I've mentioned it before, but not everyone listens to the show every week either. But, you know, Paul Offit actually has one in his office. That was actually admitted to Jim O'Kelly, and he was kicking himself for not recording the call. But, yeah, they have a children's hospital, and they take all the garbage, you know, that they're coughing up, even stuff from their feces of a sick person, and that is the basis for the viral load that they're culturing these vaccines on aborted fetal tissue and other diseased tissue of animals. It is really diabolical.
And they're worried about flushing toilets, giving you the virus.
They want more filth. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Immunize wisely with Truot. So yeah, go ahead. I mean, this is like really fascinating to me.
Okay, and I want to just stress again why this is so important to stand now or fall together. We stand together, we fall apart together. Because you look at the sound bites over the last 3 or 4 years with Melinda Gates and Bill Gates. Melinda is, by the way, an avowed Satanist. She absolutely does satanic ritual. She sports an upside-down inverted cross pendant. And she hates everything to do with Christianity. So when Bill Gates announces that this DNA-based vaccine is going to be the end-all vaccine, he's explaining that the nanobots will be able to go into the cell. It anchors onto the cell receptors, mm-hmm. and the nanobots go inside the cell and begin to rebuild and create a third strand of DNA. Now, why is that important? That third strand of DNA, you see, will be able to recognize any and all toxic bacteria in the cell, and they will create the antibodies. That's what's being sold. That this will mm-hmm. be the one end-all vaccine. No, mm-hmm. no. The third strand of DNA will absolutely be on command through whatever signal they want to send into you. There's a certain select group of DNA that they've already targeted that they can absolutely start the cells to leak. You will die the most horrid deaths possible. It's a biblical plague that they're going to unleash. You talk about 1918 being bad. Now, this is going to be 5 to 6 times worse than 1918. Now, let's get some numbers, okay? The typhus fever vaccinations were touted and spread across mostly the metropolitan areas of America. Because why? Our troops are coming home. Remember Armistice Day, November 11th, 11th hour of the 11th month, November 11th, right? The troops are coming home. You got to protect yourselves from all of the dangers of the trenches, okay, the toxins. So typhus fever vaccine was pretty much mandatory back then. They estimate 60% of Americans were vaccinated with the typhus fever vaccine from October to January of 1918. And so, indeed, Dr. McBean and others documented that fully half of the 110 million Americans became ill with this mystery disease. Well, it's those that were vaccinated were the ones that came down with this. Now, 110 million Americans means 57 million Americans became ill, half of the population. Mm-hmm. And of that half of the population, 10% died. They had 10% mortality. Do the math. That's 5 to 6 million Americans of 110 million American population. Oh, my gosh, yes, that's a pandemic. Oh, my gosh, yes. People were scared. You know, the movie It's a Wonderful Life, you know, George Bailey? Mr. Gower's son dies. He gets a telegram. He died of the 1918 virus. Right. It affected almost every family had some relative or somebody close to them that died of this thing. Very scary. And so the government said you have to wear masks. You either mask up or you go to jail. Okay. Social distancing. If you're caught spitting on the sidewalk, you can be arrested and charged. Okay. This is what they were doing to fight it in the metropolitan areas. And this is all that's happening today. They're just taking the same playbook out. Okay. Social distancing. Wear the masks. Have a mandatory. Yada yada yada. Well, think about this, folks. As bad as the 1918 pandemic was caused by a vaccine under the direction of Bill Gates, by his own admission, wants 80% of America dead. Folks, this is as serious as it gets. The vaccine will be a very ruthless contact killer, it won't make people sick immediately. You get the smart vaccine, you're fine for months. Right. You won't have any, because it takes months for the DNA to be altered, to be changed.
Right. We get this has got to be the most deadly vaccine, and everyone that got sick had the flu shot. I mean, all the nursing homes are required to do the flu shot. The workers are required to have it, you know, but they have no pneumococcal, so they're getting quadrivalent and a pneumococcal. I mean, it goes on and on. But I don't know. Did you hear this one from Henry Kissinger? Because I looked for all his quotes, and Henry Kissinger has some zingers, but we have it on our website. This is from February 25th, 2009, so that was 11 years ago. He said in his speech before the WHO Council on Eugenics, "Once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now, what's for lunch?"
Hey, you know, that's the other part of this whole thing that just is beyond belief. Davos, Switzerland, with the WEF, one of their keynote speakers was this I call it the Swedish meatball. It's a Swedish biochemist who actually came up with a new super biodigestible protein bar. He unveiled it there at Davos to rave reviews. I tried to get a transcript of his speech. I listened to it, but I couldn't. It's been scrubbed off the internet now. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You cannot. The sick minds. He was actually saying that the most assimilated protein is human protein for the human organism. He says we're wasting cadavers. We're wasting bodies, cremating them, we're burying them. Don't let the worms get them. We need to process them. And he has a process that is very simple. He says we basically liquefy the body mass. Even the bones can be liquefied, chopped up, and protein in this protein bar. Comes in all different varieties and flavors.
This is Soylent Green. I mean, so, you know, Soylent Green with Charlton Heston. Oh, my gosh, it's not science fiction at all, huh?
When was the Soylent Green made its appearance? What year in the movie? Remember? 2020. This year.
Wow. Predictive programming here, huh?
I mean,
you can't make this stuff up, huh?
Yeah, and he actually said, with all of your support, I'll franchise these processors. Because by 2025, we'll have a lot of protein available. He said that.
We'll have a lot of protein. So the cannibals will win, huh?
A lot of cadavers to use.
Wow.
There's not going to be no need for mass graves to keep it in refrigerated boxcars. Keep them frozen until we can process them into really, really bio-friendly protein. And the whole thing was showing that the assimilated protein is so much better than animal protein and so much more healthier. He had all the scientific studies, which they just lapped up because these elite have been cannibalizing human blood. I mean, come on.
And flesh, understand. Too. No, there's recipes. I mean, you know, there's, you know, chefs that actually specialize in cooking human flesh.
Which explains why Henry Kissinger just keeps on living, okay? I publicly make that declaration. These miscreants feast on the adrenochrome. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other subject for another show.
Most of our listeners are familiar with the whole adrenochrome thing. That's, you know, gotten out for sure.
Adrenochrome is manufactured primarily in a place called Wuhan Province. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Wow. So on we go, Ingrid. This is the darkest agenda the world has ever seen. And let's kind of end with Scripture, if we can. I mean, the Apostle Paul wrote in his epistle to the Thessalonians that in the last days, mm-hmm. just before Christ's return, there will be, you know, God will allow. God does not lie, but he will allow people to follow their own hearts. He mm-hmm. said there will be a strong delusion where people worldwide will believe a lie. Mm-hmm. Because they'll turn away their hearts for truth. They'll have themselves professors having itching ears, meaning they just want to hear what sounds pleasing and make a lot of money, all about mm-hmm. the love of mammon. And these itching ear professors will produce a lie and people will buy into it. Well, Ingra, 90% of Americans are believing that this virus is real. 90% of the world is believing this is real. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked to see anyone wear a mask, frankly. I mean, I will not. But yeah, I see it around me and... You know, I don't want to make anyone wrong, but, you know, I've told people at the bank, I usually tell people that aren't masking, you know, because they're a little more open. If they're not masking, I can say, you know, this, if you really knew, it's all a hoax. And if you want more information, you know, I have it here. But, yeah, I actually went into Costco. I was determined to go into Costco, and we're all going in without masks and just claiming that we have a medical exemption with the Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, so we're not having an issue. But, you know, we were also told through the grapevine that Costco is going to turn away anyone that's not vaccinated with the new vaccine in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just that, but then you go into, again, the book of Revelation talks about those who do not have the mark are not going to be able to buy, sell, or trade. Well, mm-hmm. Okay, this is what we're talking about. The mark is actually a DNA-altering substance. Now, this is the Creator made our DNA. That's who we are. It's His creation. Right. And you mess with that DNA, you're messing with His ultimate this is what it's all about. Revelation chapter 9, when he talks about the locusts coming out of the bottomless pit, when John saw this in vision, now keep in mind, he didn't have any reference to show what a hypodermic syringe needle was.
Uh-huh.
So he said that they're armed with the tails of scorpions. If you read the Strong's Concordance, the word that's used there in the original Greek text is scorpio. It's actually a verb. Scorpio is a verb. It's a needle that injects poison under the skin.
Wow. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. The Bible has
scorpio. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. And there's a king
chapter
over
there. Chapter 9, verse...
9-11. Okay.
Okay. I've got to check this out.
Apollyon is the name of the king. The king over these minions that are armed with the tails of scorpions. Tails of scorpions. You know, look at a tail of a scorpion. It's got a hypodermic needle and it injects poison. John was seeing vaccine needles, okay? And look at the new smart vaccine needle. It looks like a scorpion. It's a little small scorpion stinger.
Yep.
Okay, and then the Apollyon, what is that? Apollo. It, you know, Donald Trump, and I'd rather have Trump than the witch, Hillary Clinton. But,
right.
You know, at the B'nai B'rith, the highest level of Freemasonry in Jerusalem, I have it on very good authority from somebody who's eyewitness. When Trump was set to be the sole candidate, Trump, the head rabbis of Jerusalem, he was a special guest because, you know, in his AIPAC speech, he promised that he would, he's done his promise. Uh-huh. He's moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Right.
And set up the embassy, you know, in the city of David in Jerusalem. But here's what's key. They gave him a new name and key to the city of Jerusalem. The new name they gave him was Apollyon, which is right out of Revelation chapter 9, verse 11.
Wow.
He's the king.
I didn't know
that. He's the king. Yeah, he's the king. And let me tell you what's going on. The embassy is right over the Gihon Springs in the city of David.
Uh-huh.
Folks, study your Bible, and you'll understand that where Christendom believes the temple is, and where the Jews of today, they go up on the Wailing Wall, right? They think that's the remaining wall of the temple. No, no, no. It was never up there. That's where the Roman fort was, up on the highest ground, okay? The Antonio Fortress was located there. The Temple of Solomon was built in the city of David over the Gihon Springs, the flow of water to wash away the blood of the sacrifices. It's all there in Chronicles. Do you realize that very quietly they've mm-hmm. rebuilt that temple, Ingra? It's working.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
have built it. And when Trump was crowned king in that ceremony, it fulfilled the book of Revelation to the T. And Christians are asleep at the switch. They think, well, you know, it's not the end times because the temple hasn't been built yet.
Right.
It has been built. It's done. We are in the end times right now, and it's time to lurk, wake up, and listen. And do not take this mark of the beast, this vaccine. I can't say it any clearer than that.
Right. Yeah, I, you know, we have stuff on our website. We've done the research too at vaclib.org, and yeah, we find this the whole possibility that would even be licensed without any kind of testing. I mean, I would like to see. You know, I'm not going to do. I don't care what they say. I mean, they cannot be forcing some vaccine without substantial testing. And this is not going to be tested at all. We are the guinea pigs.
Well, I'll save a place for you at Topaz, because I'm going to go out there and make sure I'm in the better facility. Now, if you look at that, Ingra, there's guard towers, razor wire, and if you have if you go into across the no man's land, you'll be shot dead. This is what they did to the Japanese. The all Japanese right. Americans. They're doing the same thing to us. It's being. Oh well, I
get it. No, okay. you're right on. So please stay tuned. We're approaching the end of the show.
We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standards. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state, from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extend
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Left, and I find it fascinating, you know, that the embassy, you know, you want to go ahead and share that the embassy is built right, you know, you want to go ahead.
You have to go to Jerusalem and be understanding where the temple was located. It's actually lower in elevation than the Temple Mount. Again, but again, the city of David is literally where David and his son Solomon, they constructed the temple. That's where it was historically. Now, under Titus and the Roman legions, they destroyed the temple, and the historian, the Jewish historian Josephus, there's very documented very well that every single stone was taken off. I mean, there was nothing left of this temple, because if you know Solomon and his wealth, they encrusted it with gold in the walls. It was, they spared no expense, and the Roman legionnaires, they wanted every bit of gold they could, so they took apart the whole temple walls. Well, the location, according to the Book of Chronicles, explains that it was built over the free-flowing Gihon Springs, because all of these sacrifices that kind of came out, the lamb without blemish, all of the animal mm-hmm. sacrifices were done so the water could wash them clean. It's symbolic. The mm-hmm. water, the flowing water, the blood of Christ being sacrificed, etc., all of this. And mm-hmm. so very few people know this, but in 2014, I was privileged to be there. There's a place called Hezekiah's Tunnel that tourists can go and walk through the tunnel. King Hezekiah built this mm-hmm. tunnel. It's amazing how they chiseled out of hard rock. They were the very last group, about 5:30 coming through, 5:30 p.m. So they closed, literally locked the doors behind us as we went to the headwaters and walked the Hezekiah Tunnel to the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And as we were going, there was, I mean, suddenly a bunch of jackhammers, and you can, major construction work was going on above our heads.
Wow.
And our tour guide, I was an Armenian Christian from Armenia in Turkey, right? The original, one of the original Christian churches. He was telling us earlier that their church has many of the original letters of Paul extant. They still exist. That's mm-hmm. Key churches, seven churches, right? And when I said, what are they doing, rebuilding the temple? He grabbed me and said, the whole group went ahead of us. He said, how do you know this? I said, because I read my Bible, because mm-hmm. I understand that the location is over the Gihon Springs of the original Temple Mount, that this is not where today's Jews and or Christians, you know, it's not where it is, up on the top. Mm-hmm. And he became very, he actually knelt at my feet and grabbed my hands. He says, hallelujah, somebody else knows this. There's only a very few people, even in our church in Armenia, that understands this truth.
Well, we are coming up to the end, and you're going to get caught up. You know what? We had such a late start. I'd like to have you on again, so we'll talk about having you on again real soon, because we have a lot more to cover. Obviously.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on, and we're going to do this again, you know, soon.
Like, my pleasure. Ingrid, you're a jewel. We love you. Thank you so much for all you do. Uh-huh.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.